energy challenges. Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired.
For a limited time, pick your play at Main Event. Pick all you can play activities or pick unlimited arcade games. Only $19.95 all day, every day. Whatever you choose, you just can't lose at Main Event. Hurry, offer ends soon.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's time for another new money in the new year appointment. Every hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN and right now.
All right, chance to win $1,000 right now. We had a local winner last week. We want you to be the next local winner. Pick up that phone and text the word FOOD, F-O-O-D. Text FOOD to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000. Again, your 12 o'clock keyword is FOOD. Text FOOD, F-O-O-D to 72881. For your chance to win a grand. I'll have another chance coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, but right now you got plenty of time. Text FOOD to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Michael Zellner is where you're always going to save between 50 and 80% off mattresses and furniture every single day of the week. So as you guys know, Michael's been in the business for over 18 years. And CBZ says it's an A-plus rating with the BBB. As a result, I got two mattresses in my house from Sleepy Z's. If I needed a third, that's exactly where I would go.
They're an authorized Serta mattress and Simmons Beauty Sleep mattress dealer. And they sell and specialize in the Serta Perfect Sleeper, the Serta Eye Comfort, the Beautyrest Silver and Platinum. They've now also got the Beautyrest Black line as well. Lots of options Michael Zellner's got for you. When you mention it, that you heard this on the Jason and John Show, he's got deals for you too. You'll get an additional 10% off. They're located at 2790 Kirby Witten Road at the corner of Summer Avenue right next to Hollywood Feed. Or you can visit them online at SleepyZZZS.com. SleepyZZ by Michael Zellner. Well, you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Jason Fitz is going to join us at 12:25. We will talk to him about the Kyler Murray situation, about the NFL. Lots to get to with Fitz. We'll do that at 12:25. But right now, we got to do the rundown. Let's go.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest midday stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
All right, so interesting Memphis football news. First and foremost, Tony Pollard is headed to the NFL. NFL draft. Obviously, one of the most dynamic kick returners in school history. I believe he finished tied for the record. I believe he finished tied for the record in college football with kickoff returns for touchdowns. They stopped kicking it to him.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, that's what happened. He just stopped getting the opportunities to do it.
The kickoff's going away, whether it's in college or in NFL. Just then the idea that you're, you know, there's no returns. It's all about safety now to that point, right? So it's kind of a dying position.
Yeah, he tied the career kick return touchdown record in the Birmingham Bowl. So he finished his career tied for the record. I'd be interested to see, because the kickoff is going away, right?
Yeah.
Because it is just not as much of a factor anymore.
Receiver.
Yeah, like where does he fit into all of that? You know, because he's obviously insanely fast. You know, he's got speed, top end
speed.
Got the
shake moves, got the, yeah. Right, the run after catch stuff, we know.
But one of the things that Devin Hester always struggled with was, you know, yeah, he could take a punt back or a kickoff return back, but just never really established himself as a receiving threat. You know, can Tony do that? That's the question.
How do you know that?
Everybody knows.
That was the MO.
I know that.
I mean, I think if
I'm surprised he hit the nail on the head with Hester.
Well, yeah.
Quite frankly, I am.
Dante Hall, same thing.
He couldn't figure out routes, John.
Yeah, Dante
couldn't run anything other than a fly route.
Yeah,
just could not figure out how to get open as a receiver.
It's who is like a
here's the difference. Now, in fairness to Pollard, before you start with your point, fairness to Pollard, Hester was a DB in college.
Right.
Okay, trying to learn how to be a receiver in the NFL.
Right.
You know, Pollard knows about the route tree, okay?
Correct.
I mean, they haven't come up the same way in college, clearly. And so Pollard's ahead of him when it comes to that in terms of at this stage in their careers. There's no question about it. Hester was a DB at Miami.
If a guy like Tavon Austin can hang around in the NFL, I think a guy like Tony Pollard can hang around in the NFL.
Right. Now, Antonio Brown is one of the, like, rare receivers who can do both. You know what I mean? Like, who can be an elite receiver. And he doesn't really return kicks, I don't think.
Has he done that in a while?
But, you know, he does return punts, I believe.
Okay.
Or at least he did as of, you know, recently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch much Pittsburgh, you know, football games. But I distinctly remember him, you know, returning punts for a time. So it can't be done. You don't see it that much. Like, if you're a number one receiver, you're just not doing that.
Right.
But, yeah, that's going to be the way for him. That's going to be the way, obviously, can he solidify himself as a receiver, you know, and be a dynamic returner in the NFL. You know, he's got the tools. He's got physical tools. No question about that. Do you think he gets drafted?
I'm assuming he's got info that he's going to be drafted.
Right.
Otherwise, why make this choice?
A little bit of a blow for Memphis football.
I would say so. I think we all assumed that Tony would be back.
Yeah, Now, I believe he was eligible last year and came back. And so that was the word I got at last year. But he came back, and obviously, you know, now he wants to pursue a professional career. So you don't begrudge him that at all. It's just, you know, what it means for next year. I mean, you just lose a weapon.
How tall is Pollard?
I want to say 6 foot. He's a bigger guy.
You're talking about his physical attributes. That's something you should have down there.
Yeah, I want to say he's 6 foot. 6 foot 207. So he's a bigger guy. Like, he's not tiny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can make an impact. So that's going for him for sure.
Yeah. There'll be a spot for him on your Raider team. There's no question about that with y'all's receiver.
We need everything.
He's an upgrade.
We need everything. Yeah. Okay. And also on the Memphis football front, got word last night that Ryan Silverfield, who we've had on the show several times here,
mm-hmm.
who I think we're both big fans of, right, just
no
in
question.
Terms of his career and what he brings to the table, I've been told that he turned down two Power 5, Big 10 and Big 12 coordinator positions, one as recently as this past week to remain at the University of Memphis. Now, he got promoted to co-offensive coordinator, and he's already been the, you know, the deputy head coach. So, big time for Mike Norvell to retain him, you know, because everybody, he's the OG. He's the last one.
He's the last one now.
He's the last of the Mohicans, man. That's it. Ryan Silverfield is the last remaining member of Mike Norvell's original staff at the University of Memphis. And, you know, we talk about he got T.J. Carter here from Nashville. He got Obinna Eze, who you got to believe is going to start on the offensive line next year. He recruited him from Nashville. So he's a big time, you know, in terms of a recruiting job, might be one of Mike Norvell's best of the year just to keep him in the fold. I mean, it says a lot about Memphis football where, you know, a guy is turning down Big 10 and Big 12 coordinator positions to stay here. It's a new day in the city of Memphis.
He's done this before.
Yes.
Turned down Division I job. I mean, excuse me, Power 5 jobs.
Yes.
I don't believe he's the last one to stay.
I don't believe coordinator positions. I mean, this is the first time
everyone else has left.
Yep.
From the original staff.
That's right.
He's here. He's still here.
Yep.
Still turning down Power 5 jobs.
Yeah.
That tells me he wants this one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What else? What other writing would there be on the wall? You've had opportunities now to jump out and go to Power 5 programs, and we seem to understand it when all these other coaches have left, and we've all said, oh, well, you got to do it. You know, with Dillingham going to Auburn, oh, got to do it. Makes a lot of sense.
Right.
This one has not. I mean, if this don't say he wants to be the coach at Memphis when Mike Norvell leaves, I don't know what does.
I'm not as confident.
I mean, he's stuck around this entire time.
Like, I will say, I'm a little worried for Kenny. I'm a little worried. I mean, I don't know him at all. Like, I've never really talked to Kenny Dillingham, but that's a shaky situation.
Well, Gus calling the plays now.
Right.
Right.
Gus is calling. So you got
he's
a raise.
Back that, he's taking
you,
that over.
Yep. You got a raise. You got a big raise because it's SEC money, but you signed on at a program that is flailing.
Yeah,
right
but
now.
And we said it then. I'm not sure which expert it was that we talked to, but we said it then. You can get anything off Auburn. Even a failed Auburn, you know, a fired coaching staff, you can get anything, especially, what is he, 28? I remember we were talking about how young he is.
Yeah, young guy.
Coming off Auburn, you know, and that position title there, you can get any job, dude. That's the thing about it. There's no failure for him. There's no risk for having gone there.
Right. But, yeah, so Tony Pollard is headed off to the NFL draft.
Not to mention the responsibility mostly on Gus.
Yeah,
everybody knows he's calling the plays.
And Ryan Silverfield is staying in the fold. So there you go.
Next story.
I'm going to say this carefully. I'm going to be very careful that I'm not cast here as a Tigers hater. Mm-hmm. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Ole Miss basketball is pretty good, all right? And you can say that, ladies and gentlemen. You can say it, and it not necessarily mean you're hating on Memphis. My goodness, can we give a team and a coach some credit around here?
Hey, welcome
without,
to, this is now the
without getting triggered
Rebel
by
Yell Hotline, Jason and John. Yeah,
well, I mean, Rebel Yell Hotline, yeah, 92.9 FM. They've won 10 in a row, John Martin. And if you haven't noticed, who they're beating lately is awfully good. Knocked off number 11 Auburn last week. And then, John, this weekend, go to Mississippi State, number 14 Mississippi State, previously number 14 ranked Mississippi State, and win 81-77. They've also got an 81-71 road win over Vanderbilt this year. They're 3-0 in SEC play. And look at Kermit Davis. John, did you ever imagine that Kermit Davis, in his first season down in Oxford, would have it rolling like this, brother?
No, I didn't really find myself thinking about Ole Miss basketball.
You didn't
at
think
all.
About it at all.
No, I did not even consider it existing.
Maybe you should take a look start down thinking. There.
What's that, Bennett?
I said you better start thinking about him.
I mean, my goodness, Ole Miss basketball, huh? You don't tweet very often, especially on the weekends. So for you to fire one out about Ole Miss basketball.
Because I was watching that game against Mississippi State.
The audacity.
It was a little.
Because I was watching my dude Terrence Davis, who used to be a star at South Haven.
It was a little bit. It was stunning.
I had some people say they don't want to hear it from me. Keep your news to Tigers, Jason. You're not going
to
put me in that box.
Keep your news to Tigers.
I can comment on another program.
Keep your news to Tigers.
When they are this close proximity to Memphis. Again, there are only two losses this year to Butler and Cincinnati. And look, we were having Kermit Davis on the show before he was the Ole Miss coach. We had him on at MTSU when we were applauding him there for what he was doing there, going to NCAA tournaments, and in the process, turning guys like Nick King into studs. A guy like Nick King who struggled at Memphis, who obviously had the health issues, never worked out for him at Alabama, goes to MTSU, and what becomes of him? He becomes a Karl Malone Award finalist, had that monster year last year, ends up getting a shot with the Lakers, all that stuff. Kermit Davis, we've seen it, and he's done it with Terrence Davis this year, who's shooting the ball better than he ever has. He has a thing where he understands Memphis guys, or at least the point he can get through to them, right? And he's got another one coming next year in Dude Column. All I'm saying is, put respect where it's due.
Wow.
Give the guy some credit. No one expected 13-2 in his first season this quickly.
You want Ben to play the fight
play
song?
I'll say this over the fight song. I don't care about you trying to cast me as some Tigers hater like I'm saying, I'm jumping off the Tigers boat and saying I'm going to Oxford, fool.
I mean,
that's what you're trying to do.
Ole Miss basketball. only
John, did they or didn't they not jump into the top 25 as you reported earlier?
They did for the first time in 6 years.
There you go. They are in, and it's because of wins like they had last week. Look, that's a good week for Ole Miss. It's a great week for Kermit Davis. I like what I see. And if I'm Memphis, thank you, Bennett. That's real appropriate there. If I'm Memphis, I'm calling down there and I'm putting them on the schedule.
You are unbelievable.
I'm putting them on the schedule for a few years, right? They're going to get Memphis guys. It's most of the time going to be the guys that Penny Hardaway doesn't go after. In the case of Dude Collum, that's the deal there. Chandler Lawson, we had Keelan on last week. He told us it was really close, obviously, between Oregon and Ole Miss. He had a shot at Chandler. It's going to be the guys that Penny doesn't want, but the ones we know well. And again, I've told you, when those best regional rivalries, when they were at their best, Arkansas-Memphis, Tennessee-Memphis, Tennessee had Dane, Arkansas had Memphis guys, Corey Beck, Todd Day. You know, that's when it's at its best. But you got to be good, too.
Yeah.
And it looks to me like Ole Miss, under Kermit Davis, is going to be good. This could be fun if you can put down your pride, right, and kind of just say, okay, that's something I'm going to go ahead and put some respect on, man. I know it's hard for you to do, and you're having trouble with it.
I don't get it, man. I think what it is you're a big fan of Dude Collum, and he's going to be a rebel. And that's what you so you're
I've been a fan, but I've also been a fan of Kermit Davis. So you're putting the two things together now.
Wow,
I've told you that before. We've been a fan of Kermit Davis. Now all of a sudden you won't take a dump on him.
I'm definitely not taking a dump on him.
I'm pretty sure Penny was or when
because I mean, Penny did say Ole Miss.
Yeah. When he talked
about,
I think he said
Ole Miss is back on the schedule.
When
didn't
he said
no, he's trying for 1920. I thought there's a possible one, and there in terms of after that, there's nothing in concrete right now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, to your point, listen, you want games on your schedule that would mean something.
If they're going
to
be good.
Yes.
It makes a lot of sense.
It makes sense.
Yep.
Yes. Look at the tweet itself.
Yep.
Yes, Tiger fans were telling me, dude, we don't want to hear it about Ole Miss. There's a bunch of Ole Miss fans in this town that were saying, thanks, because we never get talked about around here. And look, when you knock off two ranked opponents like they did last week and jump into the top 25 for the first time in 6 years, you're a top, 35 team over at KenPom, it's legit. And it's time to put some respect on Ole Miss basketball's name right now. I'm going to do that. I'm going to be the fair guy around.
You know
and they got a big one coming up. Keep
Miss,
on playing the Rebel song.
Keep on playing. You went to an Ole Miss game recently, didn't you? Maybe a year and a half ago?
It was a while back. It was like 2 years ago. What's your point?
Was it even a Memphis game?
It was a Memphis game.
Oh, it was Ole Miss Memphis?
That's right. Okay. So it blows your whole point up.
You didn't go for Memphis back then, though, dude. You went to go see what Andy Kennedy was building.
No, I took my stepson down there to see the Lawson, Tubby coach the Lawson boys.
Yeah, that's what you did.
And I think they lost.
So congratulations.
If I'm not mistaken.
92.9 FM.
Let me close it out since you want to deal with so much sarcasm. Big one coming up for the Rebels, the now nationally ranked Rebels. John, where are they again?
Oxford.
No, in the rankings.
Oh, top 25, number 18, I think.
Number 18. Next up for the Rebels, a big one against LSU on Tuesday in Oxford. I'll be reporting.
Yeah, you'll be there live, dude. You'll be there live.
Next story.
I like how that triggers you.
No, I mean, I just, you know, it's like, where's the Memphis in this, man? You know?
Dude Collum. Terrence Davis. Memphis area.
Martavius Newby. He's still there?
He'd have been a hell of a player if he played for Kermit Davis.
All right, so, Jason. Do you know before yesterday what the Instagram record was for most likes?
I took a stab. I think it was Obama.
It was not Obama. Before yesterday.
I know what it was.
It was Kylie Jenner.
I should have known.
Kylie Jenner got 18.3 million likes on her birth announcement.
Good grief.
18.3 million likes.
With a baby announcement? You said birth.
Well, when her baby was born, she brought the baby into the world.
She's an influencer.
Yeah, she definitely is an influencer. She has 124 million followers.
It's amazing.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's a cute little picture. You know, she's got the baby is holding her thumb. You know, the baby's hand is wrapped around Kylie's thumb. Obviously, her nails are pressed, of course. Nails looking on point. But it got 18.3 million likes. And that was the world record.
How many likes do you think I can get with my first post of me and Noah?
Well, how many followers do you have?
It'll be your best tweet.
Like 300.
Twitter loves kids and babies.
We're talking Instagram here.
I've got like 400.
Same thing.
We're losing Jason a little bit.
I've got like 400.
All right, so you got 400 followers.
We're going to have to create like a hashtag or something. So people that don't follow me,
you will get about 123 likes.
It's not going to be good enough to break the record.
But again, given that you only have 400 followers, that would mean
not bad.
Context.
Almost 50% of your, you know, following audience liked that picture.
I think it'll be higher than 50, Bennett. You typically do your best with the kid photos.
Anyway, There was a
who beat it, John?
A mission that was set up by a specific account to beat Kylie Jenner's Instagram record, Jason. And that account, World Record Egg. On January the 4th, they posted a picture of an egg. It's just an egg. It's a plain egg. And they said, let's set a world record and get the most liked post on Instagram, beating the current world record held by Kylie Jenner. And I can report to you, with the help of the Egg Gang and the Egg Soldiers, an egg is now the most liked picture on Instagram. 32 million likes. An egg. I'll show you. Just so you can verify.
It's standing up. They got it standing up, so it's got to be on the switchover, right, from spring. Do you know about that?
No.
You can stand an egg up on the solstice or whatever it is. I'm not sure. You're the science kid on this show. I'm surprised that you don't know it.
I don't know if that's
that your
part
mom
of it or not.
It to you.
I don't know if that's an element to this.
You
or
can
not.
Literally stand it up.
What do you think it says about our society that an egg is the most liked picture on Instagram?
That we're a bunch of followers. How profound is that? Think about it.
That was more profound than I expected.
I know it.
That
was too much for your brain, wasn't it?
Now, you don't have any...
We're a bunch of followers.
Well, I think it says two things. It says one...
You going to tell me I'm wrong?
No, I'm not... I was not even present... No, I wasn't done yet. I said I think it says we're a bunch of followers, but I also think it speaks to the American public's disdain for anything Kardashian, because that was the mission, to beat...
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner,
and that
and not allow her to have the most liked picture.
For me, that takes away from the attempt takes away from it being genuine. It shouldn't be on the list, because Kylie's obviously not trying to break the record when she does that. She has that potential every time she tweets, but she's not trying to. This set out to do it. So to me, you should take it. It should just be any. You know, a tweet. It's got to be a genuine tweet. It's got to be, you know, not something.
Well, it's
with a purpose.
This is on Instagram, Jason. I mean, you keep confusing
it's the same
two.
Thing, bro.
It's very different.
No. Post. If I change tweet to post,
yes.
I would be saying you would understand me better.
Yeah, I just
do
want,
it for me.
No, I just want to make sure that we're clear. We're talking about two different mediums.
I get it. It's Instagram. I'm back.
Okay. Yes, it's Instagram, because you're not on Instagram, so you.
I'm on it.
You're on it, but you don't get on it.
I think it just shows that social media controls.
Exactly.
Our
we're
brains.
A bunch of followers. That's all we do. We get on there and see. Make me believe something today.
What should I believe? It controls what?
Our brains.
Yeah, we go on there to try to figure out what we should believe instead of going out and making up our own minds. Followers, a bunch of followers and robots. Got to get out of it. You have to be able to shake free from it and make up your own mind like Elias.
Dude, you sound like a curmudgeon, though, right now. You sound like an old man.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You sound like an old man.
No, I'm saying get out of this 1984 that we're all living in, right? And everybody's got to think one thing and think for yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
You feeling me now?
Yeah, exactly. Now I get it.
And I agree with I'm saying I'm one of those people that it probably controls their brain. Like, it's just become such a thing. Like, it's an everyday thing.
It's
like,
Twitter mobs, listen to sports talk radio, and you listen to the other shows and form your opinions off. Like, all of that stuff, all of it goes together. And I'm one that would rather I shut myself out, right? I'm going to watch it myself and just say what I freaking feel, right? And I don't care. I'm out on an island by myself. Everybody's telling me how wrong I am, you, Uncle Tom, whatever. I don't care. I'd rather speak from my heart, right? Do that than sound like some carbon copy of some other mess. I'm not doing that. I'm not going the way that everybody else is going.
Well,
to go the way of my heart.
We get it. Right? You like all this, dude.
So,
Jesus.
So if I say it's Twitter, it's Twitter. If I say it's Instagram, it's Instagram. I'm speaking from the heart, right?
No. In this case, this is fact. Okay? But I can sense that you really want to just tell the world how much you love Ole Miss basketball. And you're kind of worried about the social media backlash.
I'm back in my Ole Miss box, John, when I'm trying to.
You were just kind of. No, I think what you said is true. I think what you said is absolutely true about this. There is a. People fall guilty to it sometimes, too. And I've been there. Like, I've wanted to tweet something that I just know is going to. I know my opinion's going to get a reaction, and I just don't do it because I don't feel like dealing with it. Because there is a groupthink, man.
Can't be like that.
Because
you're scared that the group's going to come against you. Either the mob's going to come take you down, or you want to be up in it, right? So you're not getting taken down. You want to be everybody telling you you're right because you're in this mob that everybody else believes. That's the. I mean, we've talked about this before with your man Clay. You know, the mob thing and how people get into. Oh, I'm jumping in that one. Yeah, right. That person should be fired. Like. You know, yes, in many cases, obviously, that's, you know, probably the conclusion that should be reached. But at least make up your own mind. The same thing with the I mean, we saw it last week with the Gasol stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you watch that video, and what do we tell people during the show, John?
Yeah.
Make up. You decide.
You watch it and decide,
right?
It's not up to us.
Now, I know. Beast mode. He was in beast mode. Okay?
All right. It was beast mode. That's all. We knew it had to be something, and now we understand that it was just beast mode.
I would have gone with the T-Twister excuse.
Uh-huh.
I think that one was more believable if I'm Grizzlies on that. You had presented that one to him. I would have gone with that one.
Yes.
Again, beast mode, you're willing to hug Jim Michael, but whatever. Do you see my point? People
Absolutely.
Jumped on.
Absolutely.
You know, at first, everybody looks at that video, and they say, holy cow, there's something there.
Right.
Then the Grizzlies come out and say, well, there ain't nothing there. They jump on that side and say,
no, wait.
What are y'all? You just trying to rile it up.
It's nothing.
Make up your own damn mind is
Make
all I'm saying.
Make up your own damn mind, whether it's about Ole Miss basketball.
That's what we used to do.
Whether it's about Marcus Gasol
and
Joakim Noah. Whether it's about eggs. Whether it's about, you know, other things.
Ole Miss basketball, fool.
Yeah, Ole Miss basketball. Don't let anybody
don't,
tell
don't
you how to
Don't just not
feel.
Talk about it because everybody around here is saying, oh, shh. Stop.
Hey, speaking
Speak
of.
Speak your mind.
Speaking of.
I like this.
Go, Kermit Davis.
I like this rant.
Speaking of, Joakim Noah gave a wonderful present to my unborn son, Noah. An autographed basketball that says, to Noah, from Noah. Go Grizz.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
How about that?
I mean, it's changed completely how this show feels about Noah. Last week, John Martin thought he was the snitch and made quite the case for it. And now that he's given your son a signed basketball.
That was John Martin.
We love him.
That was John. Hey, I didn't jump on that mob.
No, you didn't. You were smart. You rarely do, Bennett. You're a man that sticks
What'd
to
I get
his...
out of it? An autographed basketball. How about that?
Bennett is the kind of guy who just watches the world burn. And that's just kind of what he does. He doesn't cause it, but he just watches as it happens. So doesn't really attempt to extinguish it or anything like that. Just kind of sits there and watches
Just
it happen.
Quietly observe.
All right, we'll come back. Jason Fitz is going to join us. We'll talk to him about Kyler Murray, about the NFL, and more. That's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the best time of the year. No, not the holidays. They've come and gone. But it's the time of year when Oak Hall has its semi-annual sale, when you can get the very best brands from the very best store and get savings of 30 to 50% and more. That means men's suits, sport coats, and pants. 30 to 50% off. That means men's dress shirts, ties, and sports shirts, 30 to 50% off. That means men's jeans, sweaters, and outerwear, 30 to 50% off. That means women's sportswear, designer clothes, and shoes, up to 50 to 70% off. I'm serious about this. People wait 6 months for this opportunity, and it's finally here again. You get the best clothes in the city for the most helpful people in the city, and you get incredible savings, too. Oak Hall is open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6, except on Thursdays when it's open from 10 until 7. So happy semi-annual sale and happy new year from everyone at Oak Hall who will make sure you start off 2019 by always looking your best.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/aware to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes tax. Service will include a monthly data allowance depending on the type and speed of service you receive. If you exceed your monthly data plan allowance, you will be automatically charged $10 for each 50 gigabytes of data usage in excess of your data plan, even if less than 50 gigabytes is used. For details about data allowances, go to att.com/internet-usage. Wi-Fi enabled device required. Other restrictions apply.
To buy a new Chevy SUV, car, or truck? This is the month to do it at Bob Johnson Chevy in Cummington. Get extra bonus incentives up to $2,000 off select 2018 and 2019 Equinox, Tahoe, Suburban, Trax, Reverse, Silverado, Colorado, Camaro, Corvette, Spark, Sonic, Cruise, Malibu, and Impala. 0% financing for 72 months on select Silverado Light Duty Crew LT with All-Star Package or Texas Edition. 0% for 60 months on Malibu and Trax. Many more discounts, rebates, and incentives. All roads lead to Bob Johnson Chevy. Visit TennesseeChevrolet.com or BobJohnstonChevy.com today.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Warm up your cold winter days with hot deals during Aaron's Winter Warm-Up. Yes, hot deals on living rooms, TVs, and even washers and dryers with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Plus, this hot offer from January 11th to the 15th. Just $1 gets you started leasing to own and then no payments until February 15th. Start with just $1 at participating stores or Aaron's.com and enjoy Aaron's Winter Warm-Up now while the deals are still hot. Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland is Memphis' hottest new spot for great plate lunches. Take a look at the menu and specials anytime at TheBluffMemphis.com.
Yes, you're on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every Monday at this time, we talk to the one and only Jason Fitz. We're going to do that now.
It's ESPN's Jason Fitz, host of Spain and Fitz and SportsCenter on Snapchat. Listen to Jason every weeknight on 92.9 FM ESPN and 680 AM. And hear him now live with Jason and John.
Fitz, what's going on, man?
What's up, Fitz?
And just living that dream. How y'all doing?
Everything is good here in Memphis. It feels like we've got the four best teams, the four teams that have been the best all throughout the year, that's who's left in the playoffs. And I think that's a good thing. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, why would we want it any other way, right? And so there's this interesting stat that came out, I think it was last week, somebody pointed out that since 2012, no team has gone to the Super Bowl that's had to win a road game to get there. So, you know, what it tells us is after that period of wild card teams getting there, and I think 2012 was the last time that happened, and yeah, that era where it felt like, you know, the Giants were perennially a six seed and getting through. Look, that's fun. But what we've seen over the last few years is that home field means everything. You win at home, you go to the Super Bowl. So, you know, at this point, we have the four best teams. And it's a little reminiscent of the college football conversation. You know, I don't think if college football had had 16 teams in the playoffs, I think we still would have ended up with Clemson and Alabama. So I'm all for getting the four best teams. This is where it gets interesting, though, because there's not a massive difference to me between the teams that are left in the top four.
When it comes to this weekend's round of games, individual performance or unit performance, maybe a defense offense you were most impressed with this weekend, whether it's Brady, Breeze, Michael Thomas was awesome, that Rams defense that stepped up and stopped the run maybe in a way we didn't think was possible, individual performance or unit performance you were most impressed with this weekend?
I think the Saints with that, 12-minute drive that they put together, I know that's only one drive in a game. But, man, there were a lot of opportunities for the Saints to sort of fold and let that game go. Yep. And that was the moment where I felt like you were just sort of reminded playoff experience means something. You know, like having been there before from your quarterback means something. And I think with Patrick Mahomes being the outlier to that, there is a spot where you look at it and say, man, the ability for guys to be able to calm a team down and get a team down the field that way and just break the will of another team, I mean, that's impressive. That being said, I thought what the Chiefs did to the Colts was the most unexpected thing of the weekend, and I'm not going to take anything away from that Chiefs offense that was just, I mean, my God, unstoppable, and they were able to make Andrew Luck look like Andrew Luck looked the first month of the season instead of since. And so a lot of love also goes to the Chiefs.
We were talking a little bit earlier, Fitz, about Tom Brady's comments after the game where he said, everybody thinks we suck and can't win any games. And I admire that level of self-delusion because he's just bored. You know, every year it's the same thing. He's in the conference championship game again. Is this just him inventing things to keep himself motivated?
Yeah, I mean, it feels a little like the Michael Jordan thing, right? I mean, the great ones seem to find a way. Kobe always seemed to be angry about something. Like, you keep winning. What are you so mad about? You know, and I think that's part of the culture around the Patriots. Look, I was pretty surprised by how badly they beat the Chargers. I thought the Chargers could give them a game, and frankly, I thought the Chargers could win that game. I've been really high on L.A. all year. L.A. disappeared, and the Patriots looked like the Patriots, and their ability to run the ball was a little bit of a surprise to me, and you know, we forget that Chargers defense, by the end of the year, was a top 10 defense in the NFL. Did not look like it. I mean, they were able to just go in and sort of do whatever they wanted there, and Brady seemed to be smarter at that point. Like, that was not only did the Patriots out-coach the Chargers. Brady just out-quarterbacked anybody in that game. So, you know, I don't know what he's so mad about, but this is what great athletes do. They find some reason to feel like they don't get enough respect.
Is Dak the guy for the Cowboys long-term, Fitz? Do you think he proved it?
Nah, I mean, can Dak be okay and that's okay? You know what I mean? Like, I don't look at Dak and think that Dak is suddenly going to be the next Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly.
In 10 years, I don't think we're talking about him in that sense. I think the hard part is that's what everybody wants their young quarterbacks to be. And so, you know, I guess I look at it and say, is Dak going to be a top half of the league NFL quarterback? I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that Dak's going to be that special guy that you look at and you say, hey, we can win any game because we have Dak. I don't even think Dak's going to end up being Russell Wilson. But I think those are also really difficult expectations to put on a quarterback. I mean, the hardest part for the Cowboys is they're going to have to invest in Dak because they won't have a lot of choice. They're winning. It's a lot like Jason Garrett. You got to invest in the guy even if you don't love him because you're winning games and things are going pretty well.
We are, of course, talking to Jason Fitz. He joins us every single Monday. Catch him on Spain and Fitz in the evenings here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Fitz, we were also talking earlier about how this sort of represents on both sides. You've got Breeze and Brady, and then you've got Goff. And Mahomes. Now, it could be, I guess, perceived as a passing of the torch, but I get the sense that Brady and Breeze are not quite ready to do that yet. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, not at all. And that's where we have to sort of reassess the way we look at the quarterback position, because the one thing you have to accept now in today's world is that a quarterback can be incredible. If you put the right pieces around him and he studies the game, a quarterback can be incredible until he's 40. So if you're looking at it from a draft standpoint, you draft a guy you like. You know, if you hit on the guy in the draft you like that's 24 years old, you have your quarterback answer for 15, 16 years. I think that's real. And as much as we want to sort of kick Breeze and Brady out the door because we're ready for the next story, you also have to remember that the level they're playing at and the way they now protect quarterbacks, why should I think it's going to get any worse? I mean, there are definite downticks in the game of Brady, according to people smarter than me that have looked at the velocity on the ball and the way he gets the ball out. It looks like it's a little more labored. So I guess there could be physical ramifications. But for Breeze particularly, I mean, my God, the guy's completing an astronomical percentage of his passes. He looks as efficient as ever. I mean, why do we think he's not going to continue to play for a year or two more? I mean, I don't see a downfall. So I think we want this passing of the torch because we're ready for a new story. But those guys aren't ready to give up, and they shouldn't be. They're still playing at an incredible level.
Do you feel worse for Alshon Jeffrey, who obviously drops a big pass on what could have been a game-winning drive and clearly is the go to that game, and it kills him? Or do you feel worse for Cody Parkey? Is there a difference in how you feel for the two of them?
Wow, that is a great question. And I think because of the swagger that Alshon carried himself with his entire year, because of the position he plays, it's hard for me to feel bad for him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're a wide receiver, and you're not even a quiet wide receiver. You're not, you're not Amari Cooper. You know, you're not a guy that just goes out and does his job. You're more like a, you know, Michael Crabtree. You're a guy out there that's running your mouth and letting people know about
hands.
It. And
yes.
If you're gonna run your mouth, like, we don't see Cody Parkey out there talking trash. You know, and the other part of Parkey, as much as people don't want to hear this, is it was blocked, right?
Yes.
I mean, somebody got a finger on it. So I have a hard time. I mean, the only difference is I would say that people love to blame kickers so much. I don't think Parkey can play again for the Bears. I don't think that's fair. Alshon Jeffrey obviously is not going to – he doesn't have to go anywhere. So, I feel bad. I feel worse for Parkey because he doesn't ask for that level of attention.
Right.
Fitz, what do you come down on Kyler Murray and what route he should take? Obviously, you know, if you can, if I told you you can become a successful NFL quarterback – that would probably be the preferred destination. But as we know, that position is probably the toughest in sports. So there are basically zero guarantees. The money might be better up front, less of a grind initially. But what's the best path for a guy like Kyler Murray?
You know, I think because of this year's draft particularly, I think coming out makes a lot of sense. I mean, as much as I think long-term he can make more money and have a better career in baseball, I haven't watched him play baseball. I mean, it's college baseball. Most of us aren't paying attention
right.
to it. But the way they talk about him, the way the organization feels about him, obviously he can have a baseball career, but I mean, I'm not willing to put Dwayne Haskins squarely ahead of him in the quarterback conversation. So if we think that he can have a good combine, and even though he's too short, according to most people, if he can go in and find himself as a top 10 draft pick, you're talking about $22, $23 million up front, fully guaranteed he's going to get out of that. So why not do that and take your chances at it? Because the other side of it is, if he decides in a couple of years he wants to go back to baseball, Tebow has proven you can do that at some level. So he can go back whenever he chooses to go back. And the way the quarterback position is protected, like we said earlier, I mean, it's not like he's going to be risking, you know, concussions and head injuries and all that. Like, he's likely to go back there and not, like, if he protects himself, he's going to be able to stay pretty healthy. So, you know, I think from that standpoint, you go, you take your money right now. If the guys around you are telling you you can be a top 10 pick, you run for that.
Jason, you think Nick Foles can recreate this magic with another franchise, do this somewhere else? You know, I mean, you were talking about lightning striking, and sometimes it just takes that, and you wonder if it's, you know, that organization, the way it believes in him, and just in Peterson and his involvement in it. Do you think he can do this somewhere else? And if so, do you think do you see a good fit for a Nick Foles?
No, I don't think he can do it somewhere else.
I have my doubts. Yep.
If the Eagles really believed he was this good nonstop, he would have been starting all year. I mean, I know we all love Carson Wentz, but Carson Wentz hasn't been healthy this year, and they resisted putting in Foles. There's a reason for that. I mean, they've found the right formula to get success out of Nick Foles. And I think they're in a really interesting situation because obviously he's going to cost, what, $21 million next year for them. And you're looking at that from their standpoint. They can't let him walk because nobody knows at this point how healthy Carson Wentz is or will be. So they're going to want to try and keep him. But I could see in a year where there just isn't a great quarterback class in the draft and there aren't a lot of big-name free agents, I could see a team like Jacksonville going in and offering them like a 2 or 3 year deal that they can get out of after a couple of years. You see how it works. If it's great, awesome. If it's not, you dip into next year's draft class, which is going to have Tua, and suddenly you're going to be able to find yourself maybe a better franchise quarterback situation rather than reach. That's my continual message right now to fans that want a quarterback is, man, don't take one in the draft just because you feel like you need a quarterback. Take a quarterback you love. Otherwise, give too much money to a veteran for 2 years and wait and see. Yeah.
Wanted to ask you about Antonio Brown. Art Rooney obviously came out and said it's hard to envision him being back with Pittsburgh. And Jerry Rice did a radio interview today in San Francisco where he said Antonio Brown wants to come to the 49ers really bad. And we've seen Antonio Brown and George Kittle kind of go back and forth on Twitter. Do you think Antonio Brown is playing somewhere besides Pittsburgh next season?
I think so. You know, and that's a tough one because not just for the Steelers, you know, they lose that $21 million. It's dead cap money either way. That's a tough one for whoever acquires him because everybody's in love with Antonio Brown. He's had great production. I'm not taking anything away from that, but he's 30. And 30 is a number that still matters for wide receivers. Mm-hmm. So are you going to go in and he's 30 and some people say that he wants a new deal already. So if he gets signed somewhere, he wants to be locked in for more money for longer. So are you willing to invest $30 million plus in Antonio Brown for the next 3 years? I don't know. That feels like a lot of money. Like he's a playmaker extraordinaire, but the other parts of it are difficult for me. Let's remember, too, as much as he wants to play there, the 49ers have some money, but the Colts have a ton of money. The Browns have a ton of money. The Jets have a ton of money. So I could see one of those teams trying to acquire both AB and then signing Le'Veon Bell. There's enough money for teams to do that.
No doubt about it. Fitzman, we appreciate it
as always, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great week.
Yep. You too.
Is Jason Fitz from Spade and Fitz, obviously, joins us every single Monday. Yeah, very interesting. I mean, you can think about that core there. Jimmy Garoppolo comes back healthy. Antonio Brown, you know, they had a emerging run game. George Kittle, that's a pretty dynamic offense all of a sudden.
Yeah, Kittle's a beast, a tight end for them. Basically a receiver.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of those guys.
Yeah.
I like the pieces. You've still got to make the moves themselves, but they got all the money in the world. They can do it.
I think the Foles thing is interesting because he's probably going to be a starter somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm. He's gone, right? That's the feeling I got in the press.
He's gone.
I know they may want to keep him, but you cannot at that cap hit, right? You can't.
Right.
You can't do it at $21 million. So he's gone. Where's the best spot?
See, right. He mentioned the Jaguars, and obviously that makes a ton of sense, right? Like, Blake Bortles isn't going to be
still
that.
Got the frame of a framework of a great defense. Yeah.
I will say, like, I mean, John Robinson, he left it up in the air about Mariota
right.
He did his end of the season thing, and he basically said that we want to have him back. We want to make sure he's healthy, you know? And so if you come to the season,
well, that's a virtual impossibility. Well, You'll never know if Marcus Mariota's healthy.
Well, but
that's
if you come,
we can't make a move right
if
now.
If you come into the season with him still dealing with that stinger in his elbow, and that's just a thing that could last the rest of his career,
then you can't
how
decide.
Do you not look right. at a guy like Nick Foles?
Well, you know who else needs a quarterback? Denver. I mean, Denver could get into the Foles sweepstakes.
That's one of the teams I thought you'd definitely put up there and mention.
You know, Miami. You know, Miami, what are they going to do with Tannehill, you know?
Oh, they're done. Miami's pushed the reset button. They're going for a quarterback. They're going for Tua in a couple years.
So that's that certainly would be an interesting spot. The Buccaneers, I mean, they got, I don't think I have Jameis, but are you really confident in Jameis? So, you know, there are a few landing spots that make sense.
I'm like him. I don't get the sense. Remember what he was before this?
Oh yeah,
which was a journeyman,
right?
A backup,
correct?
And to his point, you know, I know part of it's that Wentz is our guy. This is what we've spent on him. He's our guy going forward. So we're gonna try to force that, right? But I just have to think it's sort of lightning in a bottle.
Right.
That he's not going to do this with another franchise. A lot of it, the setup, the team's belief in him, yep. Peterson, too. I mean, a lot of times it's just the right fit.
I want to say he had, like, one good year with Chip Kelly.
Dude, that first run with Philly, he had, like, a record-breaking
year. Yeah, where he barely threw any interceptions.
And then you got to also keep in mind, just like Case Keenum, he goes to L.A. under Jeff Fisher, and they, like, all failed there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, both those quarterbacks, Todd Gurley failed there in his second season.
He did.
It's just Jeff Fisher did not do a good job with that team.
Yeah, he's got the clutch gene, though, and you tell me there late in that game against New Orleans if you didn't think he was about to go down there and put them in the end zone.
So true.
Because of what he's done. Like, if Alshon doesn't drop that ball and it gets picked off, like, it felt like they were going in. It really did.
It's true.
It's something else. I don't know how he does it.
All right, we'll come back. Lee Ellis is going to join us at 1:25. Justin Timberlake had a concert over the weekend. My wife was on the floor for that one.
What?
Yeah, she got on the floor.
Wow.
I got to tell you. She was a little miffed. She's a little miffed.
Was she by the tree?
I don't know if she was by the tree. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm assuming she
had
was
several
close
trees
to the tree.
In there. Yeah. Man of the woods.
She was disappointed. She was disappointed in the concert. Hmm. We'll get into that when we come back. Jason and John on Eastern FM, ESPN.
You know it. New money, new year. Coming up at 1 p.m., we are all for that cash. New money, new year. Get the code weekdays at the top of the hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Text that code to 72881. Data message rate supply national contest. And you could get paid a grand. New money in the new year. You know where the dollar's at. At the top of every hour weekdays, 92.9 FM ESPN.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself. And with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
Don't be left standing outside this season. The Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica has a seat that's calling your name. Make sure to join us for the big game on February 3rd. Enjoy the roomy seats, full-service bar, weekend food specials, and, of course, with its wall of big-screen TVs, you won't miss any part of the big game in this sports bettor's paradise. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Hi, folks. Good news from the Sunrise Sheriff. The Sunrise Chevy Ranch is 11 years old, so fire up the old jalopy and get on down here, because there's a saving shindig going on at SunriseMemphis.com. Acres of new Chevys, the huge discounts, 0% financing, and savings up to $12,000. Bad credit? It's okay. At Sunrise, we've got a financing plan for everybody. Need body work? Bring it to Sunrise. The Sunrise Sheriff has put an end to high prices, and the word's out. Chevys cost less at Sunrise, partner. 385 in Houston, Levy, and Collierville. Specializing in cars and trucks under $10,000. Find new roads.
Listen up, Grizz Nation. You can't roar for the team when your stomach's drowning you out. Feed the Beast, a pregame feast at South of Beale, Memphis' first gastropub. Get more cheers per beer at South of Beale with their game day specials, appetizers, cocktails, and a menu like a gourmet adventure. Watch the game at SOB, too, with a high-energy crowd and the best food and drinks in fandom. South of Beale in the South Main Arts District from the owners of Interim and Zaka Bowl. Southofbeale.com, where adventure is one bite and sip away.
Hello, Brett Clark here, operating partner at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. There's always a new culinary experience at Fleming's Steakhouse in Memphis. In the mood for surf and turf? Join us every Monday for an enticing three-course menu that includes our buttery filet mignon and sweet cold water lobster starting at $55. Want an impressive dinner for two? Try Tomahawk Tuesday, a 35-ounce prime tomahawk ribeye with two salads, two side items, and two desserts for only $120. Visit FlemingsSteakhouse.com or call 901-761-6200 to make your reservation today.
At Simple Truth, we believe natural and organic food should be free from artificial preservatives and ingredients, free from GMOs, and free from things you can't pronounce. We believe these foods should be sourced responsibly and free from high prices, too. That's why at Simple Truth, we're proud of our foods, and we're proud of what's not in them. Save over $100 with Simple Truth digital coupons. Download them at Kroger.com or the Kroger app and use up to five times in one transaction.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
$56.99 Mount Moriah or $71.99 Stage Road or down at FedEx Forum for all your Tigers and Grizzlies games. The Wing Guru was put together by a man named Billy Richmond. He is the guru. He's a former Tigers basketball player, if you didn't know. And how could you not by now? We tell you every day. He's got the best chicken in town, your wings, party, whole, boneless, however you like them, with the best premium flavors that will, frankly, change your life. You get them once, you're going to get them again.
Yeah, I mean, tonight, Monday Night Raw, right? FedEx Forum?
Yes.
I'm assuming he'll be open for that. Even if he's not, he'll be open again soon down there. And if you're going down there for a Grizzlies game or a Tigers game, that is the only place you should go if you're hungry. And that's the Wing Guru. Premium sauces, like we talked about, honey suicide, spicy taco, garlic sriracha. You cannot go wrong. Mix them all. Like, mix and match, dude. You know, variety is the spice of life. That's what they give you at the Wing Guru.
And you can always try Billy's Gourmet Burger. It is fantastic as well once you try it once. Ask Jeff Calkins. You'll want to get another one of those. The Wing Guru, when you see Billy Richmond, tell him that Jason and John sent you, please.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. A couple bits of news. Anthony Miller will be having offseason shoulder surgery.
You had to do it.
We knew that was coming. And also, Cody Parkey has been re-signed to a two-year extension by the Bears, Ryan Pace confirming. We have faith in Cody Parkey and believe he is a huge part of our... He didn't do that. I'm just making that up. He said the kicker position will be a point of emphasis
for us. Will be evaluated.
Yeah.
Re-evaluated. And he will be cut.
I just wanted to see your face when I told you that.
Oh, like, I'm with Fitz. Like, you just can't... You can't even do it to him.
Right.
Like, how's he expected to have any confidence in Chicago?
They'll boo him every game.
And you get booed every game by our fans.
Well, until he wins a game.
Like, you can't...
No, he
can't just be any game either. Uh-huh. He can't just, you know, knock off the Lions or something and get it all back, John. No. You know, in the regular season, that dude, nothing.
Well, then y'all are ungrateful then. y'all real ungrateful.
That man didn't do a dang thing for us all year long.
He only scored 9 points.
I don't want to hear about the 9 he scored in that game. I want to hear about the one that mattered.
Well, focus on your offense.
And it got blocked.
Focus on your offense, man. Anyway,
Nagy should have got him closer.
That's expected. What we did not expect is the news we got over the weekend for the sequel of a...
That was a weird pivot.
Of a pop culture phenomenon of a movie, right? Coming to America.
I had this in Rundown, and it has a local tie.
obviously with Craig Brewer involved. Craig Brewer, John, is set to direct.
Yep, I know Craig Brewer.
The sequel to 1988 blockbuster comedy and part of the fabric of this nation.
Yep.
Coming to America. Benton, would you agree that Coming to America, now, usually on these ones that are a little too old for John, I've had to go to you to actually kind of feel some reciprocation in terms of the conversation. John, I know what we're talking about, basically what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Have you seen Coming to America? And for you, would you classify it as a classic?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
It was Eddie
school
at his
young
best.
John, please.
Now, okay.
Because I prefer when you do it, because when I do it, it sounds like old curmudgeon guy saying the past was better than now.
Yeah.
And here, and John don't want to hear it. That's when he you know, how his brain works. That's when he tunes out. And so for you, who can reach John much easier because you're closer to age than him, explain it to him, man. This was like classic Eddie doing a bunch of different characters, showing you his whole range.
What's the plot?
It's fun.
What's the plot of Coming to America?
The Princess Zamunda's got to come over and find a queen, got to come over and find a woman. He wants to find an American woman, a woman who can think for herself, John, not an arranged marriage, right, where the woman's just going to do what he says and bark like a dog. He has to come to America to find an American woman with her own mind. And that's the gist of it. He comes over here to try to find the right the woman of his dreams. Mm. Take her back to Zamunda, and they rule the world together.
And you don't like superhero movies?
Nah, not cartoons.
Okay. It sounds like sounds like a little fantasy land here.
Let me warn you about something.
Little fantasy land.
Let me warn you about something. Trying to hate on Coming to America, no matter what age you, would be a bad look.
It's not going to work for you.
There's not one person that's going to be like, get him, John.
No, I'm not hating on it. I haven't seen it.
You can't.
I'm just saying, it just sounds, you lament superhero movies, and that plot is just as outlandish as Iron Man.
I'm going to go on with the rest of the story because John doesn't know what we're talking about. Obviously, the importance here is that Craig Brewer's doing it. Now, you know, say, why Craig? Eddie and Craig hit it off as they were filming Dolomite together. John, that will soon be out. Are you aware of who Dolomite is? Are you aware of who Dolomite is? I'll ask the question again.
Is he a pimp?
No. One more guess.
Is he a deacon?
Never mind. This will be done. Look, I'm gonna move on to the actual story. Now, they're going to bring all the old characters back. They're going to bring James Earl Jones back. He's the king of Zamunda.
Okay.
They're going to bring John Amos back.
Okay.
He is the dad of Eddie's love interest at the time. Okay? And they're going to bring them all back, John. And here's the deal. Here's something that you can help me with. Can you bring back John Amos, who is now 79 years old, James Earl Jones, y'all? I looked it up. They're going to bring him back. He turns 88 on Thursday. He turns 88 on Thursday, John. If we're gonna do this and bring those guys back, you realize it may not. They're up there now.
We already got
everybody. This was 88 when this blockbuster was done.
Right.
And these guys are much older now.
We got the Lion King knocked out, so that's fine. That's taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So we already got that taken care of. You know, I agree. If you're gonna do it, you know, let me ask you this though. Because a lot of times. I haven't seen the movie. I know all about it. I know people reference all the time. Like, I just haven't seen it.
Dude, so many joke references come off Coming to America. Yes, it's like you got to have it in your arsenal. Have it in your arsenal.
A lot of times when you see things like this, people say, don't do this. Don't remake it.
Oh, yeah, especially a classic, yeah.
You know, where are you on this?
Ooh. Well, it is a good question. I wasn't prepared for you to ask me. It's sort of like when I hit Elias with the Dusty Rhodes question.
Correct.
It can be... right. If, big if, somebody doesn't get talked about a lot that was in that movie.
R. Kelly.
How dare you? How dare you?
Too soon.
We've been contaminated if he had. Eric LaSalle. You familiar with his work?
Not at all.
Bennett? Think ER. Think Black Doctor ER.
Yes.
Remember now?
Yes.
There was like two of them. Mekhi Phifer and then... we had Eric LaSalle. You remember him now? He was the one that stayed around longer.
Very familiar.
Was probably on for more than a decade. It's
dude,
on
he was
ER,
one of
I would
the
imagine.
OG, ER
oh, OG, OG all the way. Do you remember him as the boyfriend of the girl that Eddie thought, okay, there's the girl I want to take back? Do you remember him as that? Soul Glow. Can you remember it with the Jerry Curl and all that? If you can, if they can bring back Eric LaSalle, who's an accomplished, by the way, for those of y'all who just thought his ER and Coming to America, oh no, he's a writer, screenplay, all that stuff, an accomplished Hollywood guy. If you can get him involved in this as well and somehow further that Soul Glow story, right, with his character, I am all in. I will be there. I will pay for the ticket. I will be at the movie theater to see it.
All right.
I want it all.
It does not look like he is.
It doesn't look like. I haven't seen his name on the terms of the people they've said they want to bring back, and I think that's a mistake.
It does not look like he's going to be in the movie.
I know. I don't like it.
Now,
find the right amount of money, Eddie, and get it done. You got to have Eric LaSalle in this thing.
If you are the fan of this film that you portray yourself as,
no question about
then
it.
Then I would like you to reenact the scene. I mean, if it's so top of mind, and this is like the
with the, who you, I can't do it with you.
Just do it.